Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson. On our devotional today, we'll look at the faith of Moses' mother. Moses' mother, indeed, was a woman of faith. She believed that the Lord would work His own special purpose in this child's life, and therefore, when she was commanded of the king to give up her son to be killed, she refused to do so. And so the Scriptures tell us in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 23, by faith, Moses, when he was born, was hid 3 months of his parents because they saw he was a proper child and they were not afraid of the king's commandment. Of course, I say his mother, but it was a couple, a joint effort on the part of his parents to provide care for this child. What mother would not go the full length to guard and protect her child? Natural love says to do so. There is no fear given when a mother is providing and protecting her child. As a small child, I ran upon a little bantam hen with her little chicks all around her. And I'm, of course, weighed many pounds more at the age of five. I believe that was about the age I was. Ran upon this little hen with her little bitties around her. And she jumped on me. She attacked me. And when it came time for me to get out of the way, I ran, of course. But my dad came and was going to put her in a pen. That didn't make any difference with her. She attacked him. And he, of course, did catch her and put her away and put her in a place of safety. But that small hen was willing to attack anybody that would bother her little babies. And that is the picture we see here of Moses' mother and father, how that they were willing to provide for their own son. The command was that when any male child was born, he was to be thrown into the river. The scriptures say in verse 2 of Exodus chapter 2, "And the woman conceived and bare a son, and when she saw him, that he was a goodly child, she hid him 3 months." And I've never seen a mother yet that did not look upon her child as being a goodly child. And when she could not longer hide him, she took for him an ark of bulrushes and daubed it with slime and with pitch and put the child therein, and she laid it in the flags by the river's brink. And his sister stood afar off, to wit, what would be done to him. And so at this point, she, the mother, has come up with a plan, and of course, I'm sure with her husband as well, because it would have been, I suppose, the entire family would have suffered the consequences for disobeying the king's command. Now this child has been put into this little ark and is floating down the river where Pharaoh's daughter comes to bathe herself. And when they see this little child, the mother's heart in this woman springs forth and takes command and says, "A little child, drawn out of the river." And then the next thing is that I want to provide for this child. You know, a mother cares for her child. She is able to distinguish the cry of her child from that of others. But a mother will love little children. It is a natural thing to desire children. Sometimes we'll hear someone say, "You know, the world is so bad today. We don't want to bring a child up in this world." Well, are you going to wait until you get another world? Are you going to wait until the world gets better? Who then would be best able to do this than those who know the Lord, to be salt in the earth and to be a light in a dark and a cursed age, than those who know Christ Jesus the Lord? So it is not biblical for one to say that this is certainly a wicked time and we don't want to bring a child up in this world. And then that is also the thinking of many who say, "Well, it's better that the child be aborted. Look at how bad things are today." No, that's not man's business to murder unborn children. It's not man's business to murder at all. They're going against God's law. And so Moses' parents said, "We will do what we can to provide for this child," and they did. And the Lord oversaw what they have done. It was an exercise of faith to try to provide and to protect the child. And the Lord is on the side of the one who seeks to help and to provide for the little ones. God has given a mother a heart to care. Join us again for Morning Devotions. I'm Willie Thompson.